We're now in Simin, we're up to Simin Teshin. We're going back to the halachis of Mukta, and we will be doing the first two Si'ifim. Now, the name of this Simin is Tiltul Ayadei Davar Acher. So let me just speak something out, because otherwise the halachis may sound a little confusing. The halachi is that anything that is Mukta, and mukta, I mean real mukta, meaning it's not a klisha malach dola isser, but it's actual mukta, say mukta machmas gufo, sticks and stones that have no heter letzora gufam or mokomam. You're just not allowed to move them on Shabbos. What if you're not moving them, but you're moving something else that they happen to be sitting on, so that you are indirectly moving them? We paskin tiltul menatzav lach shmei tiltul. Indirect moving is not called moving. So long as your kavana is not for moving the stone, say it's a piece of stone or a piece of dirt, that's not your kavana. Your kavana is to move the object. The stone happens to be schlepped along with it. That is, does not have a shame tiltul. If your kavana is for the sake of the stone, that's something else. Then we would say that even though you're doing it indirectly, since it's your kavana, that would be considered tiltul. But tiltul menatzad, where I'm moving object A, which happens to also include object B, which is mukta. If my kavan is not for the sake of object B, we call this tiltul menatzav letzorach dover amuter, and that is mutter. However, the halacha will see this a little later more clearly, that if you can possibly drop the mukta out of it so that you won't have to move it even indirectly, then you're mechuyev to do that. But you're not mechuyev to go and do that in a way that it's going to interfere with the use of the place or break something nearby. The case of the mechaber seems to be a contradiction to this. But let's see. Notol odom is benova even biyado. A person is allowed to take his son, and the son is holding a stone. V'lo chashiv metaltol even, and it's not considered that you're carrying the stone. Vuhu shiyeshlo gaguim pirshesho itzavon ksheno imaviv alav shimlo yitlenu yechale. That's only if the kid is crying, he needs his father, and if you don't take him, it's unhealthy for him. Avalamein lo gaguim alav lo. But if he doesn't have gaguim, it's not mutter. Meaning Chazal were not matter picking up a child who's holding mukta unless the child is in a state where it could affect his health if you don't pick him up. The only thing that they were matir is a stone, because you don't really need the stone. Avalim dinner biyado, whereas what if there's a coin in his hand? Even to hold on to the child when the child is holding a coin, aser. Since it's a coin, we're afraid that the coin will fall down, the father will pick it up and carry it on Shabbos. There is a day that disagrees. Shalo osru elokshunosi atinik in dinner biyado. That's only if you're carrying the child with the coin. Avalechos atinik biyado afal pisha dinner biyado atinok e mekaklum. If you're only holding on to him, then it is mutter. So we have two days of whether or not Chazal made a gzera that you may pick up the coin if you're not holding the child, if you're only walking with him. The reason of the matirim would be that it's only when you're actually holding him where you already saw that there was some kind of heter of you indirectly moving the coin. But where you're simply holding his hand, there, that's not going to get you to mistakenly lift the coin if it falls down. Now, first of all, with regard to these two dais, Mr. Brewer brings the Bach was machmer, but his maskana seems to be like the El Yoraba, who was makel, that if you're only holding on to him, even with a coin, it's mutter. So with the coin, we understand that it's Xerah de Rabbanan. And what's with the stone? Now, why is this, why should this be a problem? This is a case of Tiltul Menatzad, Letzorach Dover Amutter. So one answer is, because if it's possible to have him drop it, you should do that. But it seems like the Poskim learned that carrying a child who's carrying a stone in his hand is more chomer than your average Tiltul Menatzad. And this Chazal were only matter in a case where the child is real, there's really a chashash for the health of the child. If you're talking about carrying the child in the street where it's usher to carry, of course that's usher. Not only that, even though with the child it's an issur d'rabbanan because chai no seyas atzmo, with regard to the stone, a stone is not no seyas atzmo, and that would be considered tiltul. If the stone falls down, so you're not allowed to pick it up, what you can do is put the child down, let the child lift it, and then you can pick the child up again. Siv beis, kalkola shoyse nekuva. a basket that had a hole in it, the sosma be'evin, and you use the stone to seal that hole before Shabbos. Mutter l'taltla, it's mutter to move it. Shrei nasa kadofna, it's as if you made it one of the walls of this basket. V'chein delash atola be'evin kadei lachbida l'malos po'mayim. The buckets of those days, they would take a pumpkin, hollow it, and use that and have it, and use that as a bucket. The problem is that it would float on the water. How do you get it down? So they would tie a stone to weight it down. Imu kosher yofe sheinu nofel mutar lamalos po shu kamo hadalas atzma shu batel agabah v'im lav aser. If the stone is tied to it in a way that it won't fall, it's batel to the pumpkin, and therefore it's not muktzah. Otherwise, it is muktzah.